This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Dear friend, welcome once again to today's reflection. Today, we are on the topic, Tomorrow is Past. Tomorrow is past. It is said, yesterday is history, today is reality, and tomorrow a mystery. Despite the mystery and unpredictability about the future, with God, tomorrow is as certain as yesterday. 6 months before Jesus' birth, his future mission was stated in the past tense. God has visited and redeemed his people. This can be found in Luke chapter 1, verse 68 and 69. Jesus was in the womb, and his earthly ministry, death, and resurrection lay in the future. Yet, his mission is written in the past tense. With God, the future is already history. He's already set things in motion to accomplish our hopes for tomorrow. Because of this, we can confidently face the future. Because our living Savior Jesus Christ has visited our tomorrow and has made it as certain as yesterday. There is a song by Bill Gaither which goes, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living, just because he lives." My name is Margaret Abebrese. Thank you for listening.
Cool. When you want to enter a house the right way, what do you do? Do you enter through the window or chimney? No, you enter through the open door. In the book of John chapter 14 verse 6, Jesus Christ proclaims, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is the only approved way to the Father, our Creator. Today, I entreat you, my dear friend, to accept Him into your life for an everlasting, joyful relationship with Jehovah, your God.
I welcome all listeners to Security Watch. Security Watch is a program that aims to alert the public on security issues that threaten us in our society. Issues like human trafficking, rape cases, fund embezzlement, defilement, and a whole lot of security issues that threaten us. Today, I'm here with XWO AK Ado and Corporal Befi and Inspector Obri Yaboa. My name is Maxwell Echo Smith Arthur, and you're welcome to Security Watch. Officers, welcome. I believe we are all doing well.
By the grace.
Corporal Befi.
As it's a shared responsibility, it is the state, the onus lies on to protect you. But the state cannot protect you without you not assisting. You have to assist for the state to be successful in this crime combat. As he cited the United States example, we can see the United States has a very sophisticated security system. And a very sophisticated security system without information cannot function properly. So the Ghanaian security system, the Valley View security system, the Uyibi community security system cannot function properly if you don't give us information.
Okay. I have questions for all of you. Let me start with the inspector. I have to give you information as a civilian so that we can all combat crime. But I don't know, I have experienced before. About 3 years ago, someone died where I live. And then we called the police that there is a dead person here, so come for it. The person who called the police station, he went through hell. Okay? And then we asked why the people were not calling. He said, yes, the one you call the police right now, they have to call you for investigations and all that. And sometimes they even have to put you into cells and all that. So having this fear in me, how can I provide the information, Inspector?
We are making a point. No matter what you go through, I think that it's worth it. Because there's also procedure regarding the work of the police. So any inconvenience that you suffer to make Ghana safe, I think that it's worth it. Because sometimes when we are not the victims, we think that we are far from being victims. But the truth of the matter is that all of us are potential victims. So it's important that we understand what we are speaking, and not to maybe because you went to maybe Medina or Adenta twice because the police call you, oh, you give us this information, give us the further details, as the judge will say, further and better particulars, and then you say, oh, I'm frustrated, and those things. I can understand their frustration, but what we are advocating for is that it's a civil responsibility. As a good citizen, you are not a criminal, but if you don't expose criminals, you have more or less, you have also become one. Because in a Canada, it is said that so for me, I say that in crime combat, there's no middle line. You are either against crime or you are for it. If any actions or any action of yours promotes crime, you are virtually a criminal. Okay. That is where I see it. So when we are talking about you exposing criminals or assisting police to uncover criminals, do not just be bothered by the a little inconvenience that you go through, because for us, I understand, sometimes you come to our office, we are even busy, oh, wait for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and because you think that, oh, I'm doing police favor, you are doing this a favor, but a favor for the whole nation. So if you come, so spend 20 minutes, oh, I'm going, so I'm just come to give you information, and you think that because you are doing this favor, that you shouldn't even waste a minute of yours. I will plead that that impression should be raised. And let's understand that I'm a citizen of Ghana. If Ghana is not safe, I'm also not safe. The last time I made a point that, you know, crime has a devastating consequence on the whole nation. If somebody employs 20 people and armed robbers attacks him, ransack his house or shoot him, what happens? Those people who lose their job, they also become a burden on all of us. So when we talk about crime, combat crime, fighting and reducing, don't think that it's not my business. It affects all of us. Especially for us police officers, any time offense is committed, we become very sad because we wish that we will be able to overcome all criminals. And that is where your support is crucial.
Okay.
So do not be discouraged by the inconvenience that you go through.
Then I think you should also help us. The police should help us, because someone will want to report a case and then the person can even be arrested. There is a robbery case here and I'm a witness. I go to the police station to report and I put myself in trouble. So I think that we'll plead with the police that you should find ways to help us. Otherwise, when we get the information, we can't come. Yes, if you make it so easier for us, so comfortable for us, I think there are lots of civilians who can give you information.
Okay. You know, when you talk about investigation, it entails a lot. Sometimes you come to the police and you think that you have given information and you have to be left to go free. Sometimes the information that you have given the police have some distortions. They are not coherent. The police feel that maybe what you have given us, there might something be which is hidden. So the policeman will just decide to either keep you, not necessarily in cells, sometime for you to just give us further information.
Wow.
And it's not often the case. It's not often the case. It is not often the case.
Okay.
It is not. Don't take it wrong. You see, this is just one position. It's two sides. You have taken another position that when you just give information to the police all the time, the police will just have to detain you or do something. Sometimes you give information to police and sometimes people are even rewarded. People are often rewarded for even giving information.
Okay.
And when you give information to the police, your identity is not even given. Your identity is concealed. Unless maybe the information you are giving is something which needs further. And when police are going along with you to investigate something, they protect your identity. So often we shouldn't think that the police is often giving us out when we give them information. That is a wrong perception.
Okay. At this point, W.
Can I come in here?
Okay, a quick one.
And some time ago, when I was in the military, a colleague, W, said he was going towards Labadi, the trade fair area. That was in the night around 10 p.m. Then he saw a dead body lying by the roadside. So he went to police station and reported. Said he stayed there more than 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So he swore never. It's just like what we are saying. Exactly. Okay. But I think as a Ghanaian, as a to be nationalistic or patriotic, I don't think if you are detained there for this period, I don't think there is anything wrong. See, you may feel your time is being
I might lose
wasted.
My job.
No. You don't lose your job.
Early Monday morning, I'm going to work and I see someone dead. I call the police and then you have to spend the whole day there. Then
you are playing the role of the good Samaritan. You see? You are playing the role of the good Samaritan. So I don't think it's unfortunate it happens so. But I think because you brought it without your help, how are we going to know or going to go about the case? Where are you starting? Where are we ending? But if you've seen this and you've gone to report, definitely you'll be used as the one to start investigation. They are starting it from you because you went and saw the scene, what happened there. So I don't think it's all that bad. We should know that it's a part that we are trying to play to help the nation to be free from all these crimes.
My colleague just said that is not a norm, but it appears you are not ready to shift your position. You are entrenched, but people who give information are not frustrated. I'm not sure you have personal experience of giving information to
us. I have experience.
So if it is hearsay, there is no admissible evidence.
It is not hearsay. I have experience, and I've seen people going through this frustration before.
We are the officers.
We are going for a quick break. We'll come back and continue.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
This is the moment of truth. You are welcome, and our message for this morning is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 8, reading from the verse 19 to 20, and it is entitled The Prayer of Agreement. Before I proceed to this preaching, the man we are hearing is your own servant, Adam Tay Gideon. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this opportunity to share your word. We pray this morning in the name of Jesus, that Lord, may your presence be with us, even as we share your word together. May your spirit take absolute control, that at the end of it all, we may have the cause to give you the praise and the glory. Thank you this morning for an answered prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I read the quotation that I mentioned earlier, and I said the title of this sermon is The Prayer of Agreement. And I read from Matthew chapter 18, reading from the verse 19 through 20, and it says, Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on thing, touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them, my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The Bible teaches that there are different kinds of prayers. You must know that there are different kinds of prayers. It's not just when we pray that is all. The prayer of agreement, before one must pray, you must understand that
prayer has diversities, and one of them is the prayer of agreement. We have individual prayers, and the prayer of agreement has to do with you praying with somebody on something that you believe or you want the Lord should do for you. And it continues six that it is an effective way through which we can share our burdens in prayer and effect positive change. You know, when we pray together, it is one of the ways that we can actually share our burdens with our friends, share our burdens with each other. So the Bible encourages us even to pray as a group. So we must not be selfish in prayer, always about you, me. No, the Bible does not encourage that. We must understand that there is power in unity prayer. There is power in agreement prayer. So we must understand that whenever we want to pray, whenever we are in a situation, we must encourage corporate prayer. We must encourage group prayer, and it works beyond magic and beyond your expectation. The prayer of agreement involves two or more people coming together and praying concerning anything in particular that they desire. For instance, any two Christian friends or colleagues could come together and decide to pray and effect a change either concerning their work, office, school, neighborhood, or the nation at large. So we must understand, brothers, that we as a family can also come together. When a family is going through a challenge, that is a time that the family should come together, should unite in prayer. That is a time that we must always go down on our knees. We must involve both the children in our prayers. So we must understand that there is power in unity prayer or in agreement prayer. So we must not do away with agreement prayer. If only we want to succeed in what we are asking of the Lord. Because even Jesus himself, some of the times he takes some of his disciples with him so that he might go and pray with them. Example can also be seen in the book of Matthew chapter 17, where he took along with him Peter, James, and John. And the Bible says that was a time that even when Peter and the colleagues even saw the glory of the Son of God, when Moses and Elijah appear in the clouds of heaven and talking to Jesus. So, brothers, there is power in agreement prayer. You know, we must encourage that non-Christians are so selfish to the stand up. Whenever we are praying, even we don't want people to hear what we are praying about. You know, but the Bible teaches that where two or three have gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. And he said that if two people shall agree on a thing that they ask, he said, my Father in heaven will do it. So we must understand that whenever we are praying, whenever we desire for something, we must come together, because it is being said that together we stand, but separated that we destroy. So we must understand that when we want to proceed, when we want to succeed in something that we desire for, we must come together. It's like a football team. A football team that is not united, a football team that is not of one mind, can never achieve its goal. So if only we want to achieve our goal, whenever we are in a diverse situation, whenever we are in a particular situation that we desire an answer from the Lord, I encourage you and I entreat you this very day that may you all encourage unity and agreement prayer. You know, you can't do it alone. Ministry is not, prayer is not about individualism. Prayer is about corporatism. We must come together and pray together as a family. We must also know that, for instance, though the prayer of an agreement, you can revolve issue in your home or in society. However, be sure to follow the rules. First, the scripture says, if any two of you shall agree, that means it must involve two or more people. So the scripture makes it very clear that with agreement prayer, it must be involved. Two people or more must be involved in the act of that prayer. So therefore, we must now encourage agreement prayer in our homes, in our offices, in our churches. We must have prayer partners. In a better sense, we must have prayer partners that we can pray with, that whenever we are in a situation, we can pray with our intercessors. They serve as intercessors, that we come together even to pray. It's not necessarily you praying for yourself, but you can also come together as a group, that you can even desire that we are praying for the nation. We are praying that God would change the situation of this nation. So, beloved, we must come together as a church. We must come together as one people and believe the Lord, that the Lord will cause a change. You know, whenever we come together, the enemy is in a big problem. So we must understand that if only we want a change, we want to effect change in our communities, we want to effect change in our churches, we want to effect change in our country, we want to effect change even in our marriages, in our homes, we must come together as a group. We must come together and pray and seek the Lord and believing according to his word, that where two or three are gathered in his name, is there in your midst. And say, if two people shall agree on a thing they ask, I will do it. So, beloved, we must encourage ourselves. We shouldn't give up. We shouldn't give up. We should keep on praying and believing that the Lord will do what he says. Then it says, as touching anything that they shall ask. That means you must be specific. You know, sometimes when we are praying, we are not specific. We talk a lot. We do this, we do that. Lord, I want this. Lord, I want that. But with the agreement prayer, you must be specific. You must specify in your prayer. Now, brother, we are praying about this. For this time, my academics, for this time, things are very difficult for me. So I want us to do this and that. When we do that, it will really help us. So even as I bring my sermon to a close, we must understand that agreement prayer, there is power in it. The Lord bless you. Let us pray. Dear Father, I thank you for the privilege of praying in agreement with other believers and compelling circumstances to yield to your word. I declare that situations that are not consistent with your perfect will for my life are overturned and the work of the devil are frustrated and around me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for this great opportunity. I pray that from today, you will learn how to pray cooperatively. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233-244-673528 or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.